Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author Holly Lou Jostes. She is author of a wonderful book called Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian. And she is from Seattle, Washington, and we're broadcasting live from the Christian Product Expo National Conference here. Fortunately, it is here in Lexington, Kentucky now, Rupp Arena at the Central Bank Center. Used to be called Heritage Hall, so you might hear some noise occasionally in the background. There's a lot going on down here, over 1,000 people here for this, but we've been blessed to share just some amazing books, these new wonderful books, authors from all the country. As I said, Holly Lou from Seattle, we've had Virginia, Florida, New Hampshire, Michigan. It's just great. People from all the country here in Lexington, and we're just trying to let you be exposed to some of these great books that are bringing hope. And for some of you, maybe you've gotten lukewarm, and that's one of the things I like about Holly Lou's book. She talks about the lukewarm, and in fact, in your media kit that I read, 75% of Christians claim Christianity, yet only half of Americans believe the Bible to be the Word of God. And though the majority of Americans identify as Christians, only 25% themselves are practicing Christians. And so it sounds like there's a lot of lukewarm in there, isn't there?
There's a lot of lukewarm. And the problem with lukewarm is that something is happening to other people. And I remember sitting in Bible study one time and I said, yeah, I think that, you know, we're really all struggling with being lukewarm. And that word was so offensive. And like, well, I'm inconsistent, but I wouldn't call myself lukewarm. I'm like, well, I don't know how you define lukewarm, but lukewarm will kill you before you know it. And it reminds me of the frog being heated in the beaker. But basically, lukewarm faith allows you to profess one thing while actively doing another thing. And it says in the Bible to beware of those who proclaim a faith but deny its power. And, you know, that Christianity is supposed to be transformational. It's supposed to be disruptive to your life. There's supposed to be a push and a pull, and there's an ongoing conversation with God. And I think because we're so comfortable, we've allowed it to become more of an identity that we wear versus a person that we are. And so it's time to stop playing church. It's time to be the church.
Wow, that'll preach. Could you come back and say that on Sunday morning for me? I love that. And you know, it is. I mean, that's really, I think, where we are. A lot of people, and you know, Sunday morning it's about Jesus, but then the other 167 mm-hmm. hours of the week, it's kind of, you know, I'll do mostly what I want, maybe sprinkle a little Jesus in, right?
That's right. That's the very definition of good Christian.
Wow. Well, you know, you talk about the lukewarm faith and your passion that it's unacceptable. Do you think that lukewarm faith is common? And what is the antidote? I guess that's better. We talked about it. That's definitely common, unfortunately. But what's the antidote to that?
I think the antidote to lukewarm faith is to be hot or cold. And, you know, Jesus kind of spelled it out there. And I think even people that I work with who are far from Christ and are vehemently entering into conversations with me and telling me all the reasons they disagree with me, I think they might be actually closer to the heart of God than the hundreds and thousands of us who choke the pews, who casually assent to God's existence but don't acknowledge Him in their day-to-day living. And God is looking for the person who's looking for truth, and He will be right there. And so lukewarm is when you think you got the truth, but the truth doesn't impact anything that you're doing until the rug is pulled out. And then we want to know where God has been. And so I think the danger with lukewarm Christianity is that it's confusing non-believers. And the reason I am so frequently written off or accused of hypocrisy is because so many people out there have seen us living no different than anyone else. I mean, we're the tree in the orchard that needs to be pruned or cut down. And I think the important thing is to remember that our biggest witness is who we are when no one's looking. And so that's what we're looking for. On fire faith is that I allow Jesus to inform what I'm doing minute to minute. And it becomes such a way of living that you no longer consider yourself praying. The prayer is just an open conversation that's happening all through the day.
Love that. Well, and I think, you know, it's interesting you're saying that, talking about the truth and things. You know, Jesus, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. But I think a lot of times, even people that are Christians, but especially your lukewarm, you really don't want to know the truth, because then there's kind of in your heart a little bit of accountability,
right?
Isn't there?
Yes. And that, as a child, I remember reading what happened to those that loved Jesus, and a lot of them did not end well. And I remember asking questions about that, and was given all the right answers. But in my head, what I heard was, if you are radically committed to Jesus, there's no guarantee of safety or comfort wealth, you know, or health. But there is a guarantee of adventure, of joy. And I think once I understood that the surrender was missing, and that I've worked on a daily basis over and over again, working on that conscious surrender, that's when you enter the inheritance of the master. That's when joy comes in the morning. And that's when, in every circumstance, you can see, God working. And so life becomes much less scary, much more joyful, still difficult, still hard, but I think that would be the reason I would write a book, because I think so many of us are invited to the dance and we stand in the corner the whole time. And you're at the dance, but are you having any fun? No. And I think that describes church experience for a lot of people.
So good. So good. Just tuned in. We're talking with Holly Lou Joseph. She is the author of a new book called Salty, The Deconstruction of a Good Christian. And, you know, just from kind of glancing your book, reading some of the reviews, says your book is candid, it's irreverent, and funny. How do you think women will connect with your story, and what do you hope that they'll take away?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be preached to. And I think when we come with a heavy, somber voice of gloom, that the world's already so heavy, I'm already carrying so much, that my ears just turn off or I become defensive. And I think if we come with a gentleness that says, I am the chief of good Christians. I am in an active state of recovery of being a good Christian. I am working every day on this stuff. It's not easy. And but then also taking lots of time to laugh and to at all the unique ways that God uses to correct us and to inform us. So I'm hoping that women connect with another real woman who never felt like she fit. I said, no, there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of us out there who just don't fit in the tribe. And we are tired of going and doing all the things and never quite feeling like we belong. And I remember at one point in my life, somebody asked me what I wanted. And I said, it boils down to this. I want to go to bed feeling a little bit content, and I want to wake up feeling a little bit excited. And that's all I want. And I hadn't experienced that in so long. And I think I'm not alone. I want to go to bed feeling a little bit content, and I want to wake up feeling a little bit excited. And when you know a relational God who knows you and is crazy in love with you, that is an option every day.
Amen and amen. You know, I love your analogy to salt, and Jesus references his followers being salt of the earth. Explain this analogy and speak about why you entitled your book Salty.
Well, I come from a science background, and I'm very interested in how God talks on so many levels. And salt is a change agent. It changes things on a cellular level. And that is why we use it to preserve food, because it actually repels bacteria. And when something is lukewarm, what happens in the cell is the cell membrane becomes confused, because everything inside the cell and everything outside the cell is the same temperature. So bacteria can fly right through the membrane. But when salt is added, and the perfect amount is 20%, which uniquely is the number of Christians, the number of people in America who identify themselves as church-going Christians. That's 25% of our population. When something is 20% salt, bacteria cannot live. It cannot thrive. And it repels. It repels the decay. It repels the sorrow. It repels the broken. And God is asking us to be salt in a dying world. We're not salt in a salt shaker to just sprinkle on something to make it a little more colorful and tasteful. We're there as active agents of change. And if all of us who claim to be his followers would engage God on a level of surrender that says, whatever you have for me to do, that's what I'm here to do today. I'm just wondering how the world would be different. I think that's what my question is. How can we live differently so that when I wake up tomorrow, I'm not who I was today? I want to be that much closer to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, we talked about being lukewarm, and yet, you know, the Bible, Jesus came to transform us. So, you know, that word, though, kind of sometimes people have a hard time defining that. For you, how do you define transformation?
Well, transformation is kind of a topic right now in churches all over the United States, and we certainly know how to become a Christian, but we have a hard time defining how to live like one. And there's a lot of focus on discipleship and authentic Christianity, and I think it all boils down to living a life filled with transformation. We cannot transform ourselves. We have to be transformed. And the only way to be transformed is through relationship with Jesus. And for years, I thought the transformation happened like this. You know, you're accepting Christ as your personal Savior. Then you're going to engage in all kinds of Christ-like behaviors. And then you're going to be transformed, right? And I had the order wrong. So here we go. We accept Christ as our personal Savior, then he transforms us, and then Christ-like behavior flows out of us as a response to God's love. And I think when you're having to constantly overcome your autopilot that's bent on doing things your own way and do the right thing, it's exhausting. But when God is changing you from the inside out, the right thing starts becoming the only logical option. And that's when the easy yoke actually starts feeling easy.
Wow, that's really good. I have to go back and listen to the podcast of this radio program. That was so good. All right, well, we've got about a minute left. Who's this book for?
I think the book is for the person who has been a good soldier and is just really tired, maybe a tiny bit disillusioned with what they thought Christ following would be. And it's also for the parent of the prodigal. The deconstruction is a hot topic now among our millennial children, and for people who are asking those hard questions, I think it would be encouraging to read the story of somebody who went through those hard questions and came out the other side a stronger believer. There's deconstruction is only powerful if it leads to reconstruction. Persons who stay deconstructed are a pile of rubble. So logically, if you're searching for the truth, God is up for that challenge. You will find him in the midst of your deconstructing, and he will construct you into something closer to his image. I think that's what we're all looking for.
Amen. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I really, really want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. It's called Salty, The Destruction of a Good Christian. Man, I know you've been blessed by the past 2 days like I have. I hope you'll share this program with somebody else. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, and do that. But also want to encourage you to go check out Holly's website. It's hollylouspeaks.com. That's hollylouspeaks.com. For Holly Lou Justice, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.